Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, well, it's soybeans again pushing to the upside overnight, making new highs for this rally that got underway at the beginning of the year, or more importantly, I should say, from early February. And it faded throughout the session because the morning trade did not have any flash sales in beans, but yet soybeans firmed back up again because of soybean meal. The bean oil market's taken a break, made new highs overnight, but it's near steady money. As we're hearing news, the EPA appears to be submitting its RVO SRE allocation proposals to the White House today. And so this will set into motion 2 to 4 weeks of review before that announcement, but something will be coming here in March. And so meal pushing higher, realizing that on the crush spread of they're going to want this bean oil, we're going to also need meal. And so beans getting a boost on this. May soybeans holding on the day up 7.25 cents, 11.62 and a half. We close here. This is by far and away a new high close for the year on a spot contract. July beans up 6.5, 11.74 and three quarters. November beans, new crop, up 5 at 11.26 and a quarter. The corn trade getting alive here as well. Ahead of first notice day, the market seems to absorb the reality that farmers unloaded a lot of corn in the month of February to satisfy the bankers, the cash rent, income tax, yada, 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 as they had sold a lot of the beans in the November rally. So corn is what they had to sell now, and that's why the corn market has been such a dog, but might turn friendly in March here, as we probably have China warming up to the U.S., and why not do a corn buying from the U.S. before Trump gets here? That could be the story we get to next month when we flip that calendar over. Corn today, May contract up 2.75, 4.41 and a quarter. July up 2 at 4.49 and a half. December new crop up 2.5 cents, 4.66 and a quarter, within a dime of the best price you could ever scored here in the past year. So interesting there as we finish up the revenue insurance averaging. Wheat lower for the third session in a row. There are some trade rumors, and I'll put quotations around the word rumor, that some Argentine wheat could work its way into the southeastern portion of the U.S. after the recent wheat rally. Of course, whenever you get a good rally, there's always rumors of imports from South America. Surprised they haven't done it for soybeans yet. That's just because everybody else is in line trying to get beans out of South America because the ports can't unload them fast enough. Trucks backing up as much as 17 to 24 miles at some of the ports down there. So with that, looking back at the wheat, Kansas City May off 4 cents, 563, but still comfortably above last week's ranges that it broke out from. Chicago May up 4 cents, 569 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat today actually higher as the spreads unwind a bit. May Minneapolis up 0.75 cents, 596 and a quarter. Six seems to be that pacifier number. It doesn't want to climb above and rally above for now. New crop September up a quarter right now. It's 626 and three quarters. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221. In the cattle trade, we have seen a rally this morning, a substantial rally that has since faded. We're still up on the day. Box beef up $1.92, choices at $3.79.35, while select up at 75 cents to $3.66.76. Strength in the cattle market earlier today had us up about $3 on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were up $5. That's not the case right now. We are just up 70 cents on Feb cattle at $3.45.72. April cattle, $1.70 off the highs. We're up $1.12 right now, $2.40.22. So you see what I meant about had been up $3 and cut that by two-thirds from those highs. June cattle up $1.05, $2.36.60. Feeder cattle, March, still discount to catch by about $9. The feeder index slipping here about half a dollar to just under $3.75. And March feeders are at $3.66.22. Up 22, up $1.12 at $3.66.22. I was doing some math here quick. That's almost $2.50 off the high of the session. April feeders up $1.67, $3.63.87. May up $2.17, $3.60.65. That August feeders up $2.07, $3.60.20. Same thing there, about $2.30 off the high made about an hour ago. In the hog futures, pork product higher again. Hogs were down 7 days in a row over the past week. Now today, up 7 days in a row, up 32 cents. April hogs, 96.12. June hogs up 5 cents, 110.07. Metals pushing higher today, up 50 bucks on the April gold, $5,226. Silver for May up $3.52. That's the May contract, $91.65. Dollar index slipping today, down 16 cents, 97.61. Bitcoin coming alive, up $5,065 on the March contract, $69,875. And crude oil, despite the biggest build in years on inventory, we're higher on the day. Apparently, we're getting worried about Iran again. April contract up 8 cents a barrel, $65.71. Gasoline popping 2.5 cents a gallon for the April contract, $2.25.5. While heating oil up a penny right now at $2.52.5 a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us right here at heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers are right at the top of our website page. Call us. Talk about revenue crop insurance if you want to find out about the new details, if your agent hasn't been on top of it or you're just not quite happy with your agent anymore. We're here to help. One-stop shop. We can do your option hedging, your insurance hedging, and advisory service for cash selling all in one place. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.